96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
Hearing Lauren tell me that she's pregnant, I have to admit, it's kind of watching someone live your dream. Your situation is definitely making me think about mine. I'm 30-something. I didn't intend on getting a divorce. I would trade everything that's happening around me that's good for that family.
Are you mad? Like, how do you feel about all
this? I'm not mad. I'm glad for you. Don't worry about me. I'm going to figure out a way to internalize it and deal with it.
That's an excerpt from last Sunday's Real Housewives of Atlanta program. Sisters Portia and Lauren Williams attempt to work out Portia's jealousy issues. Now, Lauren is pregnant and Portia really wants a baby. Her green-eyed monster of jealousy really raised its head over that issue. Now, that's reality TV, but in reality, sibling jealousy is very real, and it can damage family relationships. So how does that happen? Can it be fixed? My guests have some thoughts about that. Dr. Nicole Cutts is a clinical psychologist with Cutts Consulting, and Nate Jolly is a musician and music producer who has butted heads with siblings over jealousy issues. We're talking about this tonight. If you have issues with your siblings about jealousy, or maybe your siblings have issues with you regarding jealousy, give us a call. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. You can also comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/Harold T. Fisher, or follow us on Twitter at Daily Drum WHUR. Dr. Cutts and Nate, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it. How are you?
Great. My pleasure. Great to be here, Harold.
All right, Nate, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Wonderful, wonderful. Okay, Nate, real quick, kind of give me the short story. What's going on with you and your siblings?
Well, I'm originally from Washington, D.C. I currently live in Los Angeles. I went to Howard, graduated from Johns Hopkins with my degree in music, and I'm the youngest of seven, but all of us grew up in music, but only three of us actually still do music. As musicians and producing my sister and working together, as you know, of course, you look at the Jackson Five or you look at different family groups, we've had our issues as far as, you know, being able to work together in business.
What do you mean have your issues? What kind of issues are you talking about here?
Well, we've had issues from, you know, everybody trying to figure out what their lane is and being comfortable with who's going to be out front, who's going to be, you know, who's going to be the star, and who's going to be, you know, Randy Jackson, or Tito Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody can't be Michael.
I see.
Fortunately.
And what has that done to your relationship with your siblings? Indeed, how has that affected the family dynamic?
Granted, I've been living in L.A. for 2 years now, so I've been solo doing my thing on my own. But, you know, at the time I lived in D.C., it drove a wedge because we lived together right in Northwest D.C. And, you know, at one point we had 6 months we were living in the same house, didn't talk to each other.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Really?
Yeah, we would just look at each other and keep it moving.
Wow. That sounds awful.
Yeah.
In the same house and not speaking to your blood?
Yeah.
How did that make you feel?
Well, you know, it's all about, you know, who's right as opposed to who's nice. You know, I'm right. I think it should be done this way. No, I'm right. I think it should be done this way. And, you know, I've been, fortunate enough to, you know, accomplish a lot of, accomplish certain things in my career that were able to move forward and be able to forgive and, you know, end up coming back and having a better relationship. But during the time, it was just a matter of, you know, everybody having their own opinion and, you know, everybody kind of wanting to be in control of the situations as far as, you know, us doing shows and how the music should sound and, you know, if we should do this tour, or we should open up for this person, or we too good to open up for this person, you know. whatever. It would always be different little issues.
Well, let me see what Dr. Cutts has to say about this. Give me first a kind of a working definition of sibling jealousy, Dr. Cutts. Is that, you know, kind of different from the, you know, your regular boyfriend-girlfriend relationship or husband-and-wife jealousy?
Yeah, it's different. And, you know, it's related to sibling rivalry. So, you know, your siblings are your cohorts, and they're the people that you most likely compare yourself to and you see yourself competing with. And that competition and that rivalry can bring on jealousy. So, like we saw in The Real Housewives, even though Portia is doing really well in her own right, she doesn't have a baby and Lauren's pregnant. Mm-hmm. You know, and so she's comparing herself to Lauren and coveting what she has, you know, and that's what happens a lot of times with siblings and age mates is you look at the people who are closest to you and say, well, look how they're doing and look at what I'm not doing. And that creates that special kind of jealousy.
You know, one of the things in that in the first clip that we heard in that Lauren and Portia scenario, there was an argument that really started about the job. Mm-hmm. But we found out later, as Lauren suggested, that this wasn't about the job. This is about you and not having a child and mm-hmm. not having a successful relationship. And of course, Portia denied it. Right. But eventually she kind of came around and said, yes, that's really what it was about. Talk to me about that. Is that being defensive, mm-hmm. that obfuscating, so to speak?
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes the person who's jealous doesn't even know they're jealous. So they for Portia, she might have thought, well, you know, Lauren needs to be showing up for work. Why is she not showing up for work? Not even realizing that maybe part of where that was coming from was that jealousy, right? Mm-hmm. And nobody wants to see themselves as jealous, you know? Nobody wants to be a hater. So you realize you might be, and so you deny, oh, no, it's not because of that. It's, you know, it's this. So you try to deny it. But it happens. It comes up. And I think that you need to face it. And if that's what's going on, that's with you. You know, mm-hmm. you need to work that out because it will damage relationships, as we've seen. And like our guest is talking about, it can get in the way.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Talking about sibling jealousy, it's sibling rivalry on steroids. Do you have any feelings of jealousy towards any of your siblings? Perhaps they have some feelings of jealousy towards you. Let's go to the phone lines. Reggie, calling from Columbia. What's on your mind, Reggie?
Yeah, thank you. I don't think I've talked about this. I'm 53 years old, but, you know, the short of it is that my situation's a little complicated in that there's a couple fathers in my household. My mother's a single parent, and my dad was a genius, actually. He had a couple of patents that I watched him growing up finance his house three times to get out there. My sister was always the favorite. She was slated to be the golden child in the family. You know, I did all the legwork and ran around getting patents, going to fabricators, doing all these things. Not to get into what the patent was about, but, you know, I was a musician as well. So coming up, I watched all the opportunities, little small things that might have propelled my career or might have propelled my as far as my self-esteem. I never got that, hey, son, I'm proud of you, and, you know, those type of things. It was always about, you know, my sister. You know, mm-hmm. my sister ended up, you know, going to college, and I went in the Marine Corps, but coming out of Duke Ellington, you know, for instance, you know, I needed a trumpet.
Well, let me stop you, Reggie, because like you said, this is a complex thing. Here's my question for you. Obviously, this has been going on for decades. Where are you?
I have sisters. I haven't even been in their house.
Wow.
I have never been in their home.
So where are you now with
I get angry, and the doctor said most people don't even know they're jealous. Mm-hmm. And I think I identify with that because I look at my sister, and she lives in a great big home, and I do okay. You know, I do okay. You know, I'm a sales manager. I'm in the car business, and mm-hmm. I work very hard to get where I'm at. But, you know, I miss opportunities based on, you know, not having that somebody support me, or, you know, coming up as a teenager and as a child.
Well, let me see if Dr. Cutts can at least offer you some suggestions, because there's a lot of there are a lot of layers for for Reggie.
It is. That's why I can't even touch on, you know, really.
Well, Dr. Cutts, real quick, please. Well,
Reggie, thanks for calling in and for what you shared, and that is tough. There are a lot of layers going on. I mean, one is jealousy, but, you know, also feeling like you didn't get that parental support, you know, for your dreams and your visions can be tough. And sometimes that's something we have to accept and we have to grieve over. And then at the end of the day, we have to look at our own lives, you know, and say, I've made certain choices that have led me down a certain path. If you're happy with what you're doing, you're a lot less likely to compare yourself and feel jealous about somebody else, you know, and that's where we need to put the focus and the energy. And I don't mean put it on ourselves in a way of blaming ourselves, not look at ourselves and like, well, you didn't do this, but to say, am I happy doing what I'm doing? And if you are happy, then don't compare yourself to other people. If you're not, what can you do to change that?
Reggie, hold on, because I have another question that I want to ask Dr. Cutts in reference to your situation, and I think that may even provide even more clarity. So if you can hang on, I would appreciate it. If you're on the phone, that also includes Eugene, please stay with us. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, talking about sibling jealousy. We are taking calls even after 7:30, so definitely get in on this conversation. The Daily Drum, of course, will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation in just a few seconds.